Yeah, look, it was. We defended really well tonight, but in saying that as well, we created two or three good chances. Cleem had a good chance there. He probably on another day he'd put it away, and Ola had a chance there as well. So, look, overall, they had a couple of chances at the end. They could have won it in particular. So, probably a fair result on the night.
They came down here, they are the league leaders, and you know it could have been a case of in years gone past Wexford would have kind of cowed to these kind of teams and let Cavendish on the ball. You didn't do that tonight. You really put your foot in the ball, and you know you didn't allow them to play, which is a positive thing.
No, look, we spoke in dressing, we said we get after them, we would, and when we got in the ball we looked to play football, we would, and I think look, we were the only team out there, if we were being honest, that played football. They looked to go back to front quickly and play for second balls today, but look, you see we played some good football tonight, we created a few good chances out of it, like, so no, we're pleased overall. Yeah,
didn't make any subs today, so were you happy enough to take the point when it kind of looked on from about 60, 75 minutes onwards?
Yeah, look, it was just one of them games. It was like, no one was actually doing anything wrong out there, you know, and it's a case then if you brought someone on, are they up to the speed of the game? Like, you know, it's it might have been unfair on the lads not coming on, but it might be unfair on the lads taking them off when they're, I think they all played well.
It was a kind of a difficult game, especially in that second half, to get any momentum going with all the stop starts and freeze here and freeze there. Not really conducive for actually playing football.
No, look, we wanted to play a little bit quicker. Probably suited them, if we're being honest. But look, there's no ball boys here. It slows down, throwing's coming out, but there was a lot of free kicks. Do you know what I mean? Anytime we were catching them on the counter, they were probably street smart in terms they were just committing a lot of fouls. They were on Jack Doherty, but yeah, the game kept breaking up. You know, and probably suited them a little bit better. But look. Is what it is.
Jay has come in from Hearts. He looked really solid in that back line and really just put his foot on the ball early on and looked really comfortable back there.
Yeah, look, he was over Hearts for 2 years. He was. They expected big things when he was going over, but he went over. He bad injuries he had, and hopefully he's getting over. He's a good player. He's got a change of pace. He has. He's comfortable on the ball. He's good in the air. Like, you know, he's a good centre half. He is. He's fitting in really well.
Just need a couple of goals now. I mean, it's 5 games played now. You've only lost the one. A good couple of draws there as well. So it is going forward, getting positive results. You just need to turn those into wins now.
Yeah, look, I think it's a new team. Do you know what I mean? It's a new squad in there, it is, and we are picking points up. The performance, I think, we'll get better every week as we keep playing together. A lot of new lads in again this transfer window, so it's just about getting momentum and playing together. And I think as time goes on, I think we will change these draws into wins. It's only a matter of time. And there is goals in the team with Jack Doherty and Ola and Kaleem up top.
It is a new squad and a lot of new players coming in. Can we see any more players coming in? Is there any more deals on the table?
No, that's it. Look, we got Jack Larkin and we got Jay done this week. We did, and that's it now. We were missing Connor English tonight, and one or two other lads were injured as well, but that's us now.
And what is the update with Connor English? He got a bad bang there last Friday.
Oh, it was an awful bang. It was. I never seen anything like it. He's still getting pains in his head from it. He got a bad concussion. He has, so he's out of work for 2 weeks. He is. But I think the concern is he still has pains in the head a week after the game. But no, it was certainly a bad bang. It was.
And the club are looking after him. So what's next for Wexford now? Who do we take on next?
Yeah, look, we go up to Rovers next Saturday, and then we've Cove down there. We have, so it's two games in quick succession. But look, we'll focus on Rovers going up, but it's hard as well. Like, you don't know who they're going to play. Like, you looked last week, they had Liam Scales, they had Brandon Cavanagh, you know, Dean Williams out. But will he have him out again next week, or will he have more? You just don't know what you're getting with him. So we just have to judge it as it comes.